This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden will take a rare step tonight as he looks to deepen U.S. involvement in two bloody foreign conflicts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For just the second time, the president will deliver a primetime address from the Oval Office, where he will argue the U.S. is obligated to help both Ukraine and Israel and will publicly lobby lawmakers to give both more money. The White House is expected to unveil a formal funding request tomorrow, likely to be around $100 billion over the next year. That includes funds for both Taiwan and managing the southern border migrant flow. The hope is combining all those issues into one bill will help get it through Congress. But there are steep challenges, including a House in chaos and opposition on both sides of the political spectrum to aiding both Ukraine and Israel. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. With authorities working out logistics for delivery of aid from Egypt, overwhelmed hospitals tried to stretch out ebbing medical supplies and fuel for diesel generators to keep their equipment running. More than 300 people were arrested for illegally demonstrating, and three people were charged with assaulting police after protesters descended on the Capitol Hill to call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Hundreds of demonstrators from Jewish advocacy groups poured into a congressional office building on Wednesday. Demonstrations aren't allowed inside Capitol buildings. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.